my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm on this planet of peace, health, wellness, egalitarianism, sustainability, and freedom. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station or its owners.
All he wants is freedom, freedom, freedom.
Much thanks to all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. We are very fortunate to be joined by Linda Middlesworth, the vegan mentor, and she's joining us from Sacramento, California via Skype. Thank you very much, Linda, for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Oh, I am thrilled to be here with you. Thank you so much.
Well, I am very honored and very thrilled. Linda has been vegan for 35 years. She's 79 years old, beating her cancer, heart disease, and obesity. She is the organizer for the Sacramento Vegan Society, and she is very active putting on vegan events, including Go Healthy Live, Get Healthy Sacramento, Go Compassionate Live, and Go Sustainable Live. Her business is veganmentor.com, and we'll hear all about that. And she is also certified as Food for Life Nutrition and Cooking Instructor with PCRM, Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, Dr. Neil Barnard. She is also the co-owner with her son, Darren Middlesworth, of V-Dog, a vegan dog food business that was established in 2006, along with her late husband, David. Linda is also a personal trainer and an aerobics instructor, and she remains active with several animal rights groups, including PETA, DXC, Sacramento Animal Rights, and Animal Save Movement. And she's also certified in plant nutrition from E. Cornell with Dr. T. Colin Campbell. And we'll be hearing about this as well, the starch solution. She's certified under the starch solution with Dr. John McDougall.
I just had a new wonderful thing happen just the other day. Dr. T. Colin Campbell wrote to me and asked me to become a board member of the Central Nutritional Studies. And I am so excited about that. It's a huge honor, and I get to do presentations and answer questions. And, well, of course, we'll have board meetings and figuring out what we're doing. But, I mean, that's a huge honor for me, and I'm so excited. We're going to make a big announcement on that one. He's been my speaker in the past, and he was just my speaker at Go Healthy Alive 2023, which I just put on. We also have a VIP package masterclass that stems from that, that even other people who didn't get to go to that get to join us. But it's just a big honor, so I am thrilled to tell you to be connected to Dr. T. Colin Campbell, because he, to me, is like one of the fathers behind our movement. You know, he really did the research that we all needed to know why even cancer happens with certain foods. I mean, we had no idea. I didn't. I had cancer. And so I understand how important that research is that he accomplished. The United States is one of the sickest nations in the world. I know you and I are trying to stop that, because if people just get the information they need, we can stop it.
Yes, yes. And speaking of that, I'd like to talk with you about some current trends that I hear happening, which I think is detrimental. And so hopefully your wisdom, your years of wisdom, can help dispel those myths. What I've been hearing a lot is, safe with dairy, that the problem is that it's pasteurized and that people should be consuming raw milk. And so could you talk about that, please?
Well, dairy is probably the reason that I was almost dead. I had cancer, and it was mainly due to dairy I was eating. Dairy is probably, I think, one of the most incriminating foods we do have on the planet, because it's not meant for the human body. It's meant for a baby cow. It has IGF growth hormone and casein in it. Casein is a derivative of casomorphine. Casomorphine, think about morphine. The reason the mother produces the milk for her baby cow with the morphine in it, the casomorphine, is it wants the baby to come back to her. It's like morphine. You want what you like, right? So, and when we eat the cow milk, we become like baby cows, and we have to be drawn back to us. Highly addictive. it's about as addictive as cocaine, to be honest. I couldn't go back 35 years ago. I couldn't go a day without having huge bites of cheese of any kind, whether it was just out of the refrigerator or melted on my pizza, you know, all that dairy and everything I was eating. So that's, I am positive that was the reason I had cancer, because Dr. T. Colin Campbell did the research on that. So you see how important it is for cancer for us not to be eating dairy. And that was, I'm sure, I know it's a fact. In fact, I'm positive that's why I had thyroid cancer 35 years ago, because it was my dairy ingestion. And I had a big lump about the size of a golf ball taken out a year earlier of my left breast. And I asked that doctor, I said, why do I have that lump? Is it something I eat? I told him I eat ice cream and cheese and I eat, you know, eggs and bacon sometimes on weekends. And he said, oh, no, your diet's fine. Don't worry about it. So you see, the doctors just aren't quite aware of what's going on. And that's another issue, because there's no money behind it for them to get the clients or patients well. There's no money in it. You get a lot of money for giving drugs and surgery and medicine to people. So I don't think they mean to be mean, but they haven't learned any other method. I'm lucky because my own personal doctor, he found me by accident. I like to tell this story because I think it's kind of funny, but my own doctor, who was of Japanese descent, was a big fish eater, and every time I go to see him, I was working on getting him not to eat the fish, and trying to tell him why and how toxic it is anyway. Even if it were healthy fish, it's still toxic, and so he wouldn't get off the fish. But one day I had an earache, and I wanted to go see him, and he wasn't there, and he sent me to this other doctor, and I went in. And he's looking in my ear, and he goes, I am too. And I said, you're what? He says, I am vegan too. I said, how do you know I am? It says so on your earring. I said, oh, that's right. Well, he begged me to become his patient because he never had a vegan one. And to this day, it's been about, I don't know, a long time now, I'm his patient now. He's so happy. But I have the one vegan doctor in all of Kaiser Hospital, I think. And this has to change.
Thank you. That's a great story. Yes. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit about the starch solution?
The starch solution is based on a starch-based diet, which is what we all need to do, because that way you can be old like me and have so much energy, because when you eat starch, that's what gives us energy. And it's terrible in this country. We call carbs the bad thing and protein the good thing. And this is completely wrong. We get all the protein we need because plants have all the protein in them we need. I mean, broccoli has so much protein. We don't have to worry about protein. What we do have to worry about is getting enough starch in, you know, like potatoes and beans and peas and corn and lentils and whole grains. That should be the mainstay. 80% of my own food is starch. Does it make me fat? No, that's how I lost over 50 pounds. By eating starch. I eat 10, 12 potatoes a day at least, depending on the size, and it makes me thinner than I've ever been. I lost all my weight eating potatoes. And when you read the starch solution, which I recommend highly, you'll find out how you can have this energy from eating mostly starch, and then you put in your whole dark leafy greens and cooked greens and raw greens, raw vegetables as well. But just eat lots of color, too, and maybe a little handful of nuts, not any more than that. But the starch solution is key for energy. That's why I feel like I have so much energy. I can teach aerobics, weight training, and high-end aerobics, from kickboxing to step to whatever. And my 30-year-olds can barely keep up with me. So, you know, it feels good to have this much energy. I get up in the morning raring to go. Tons of energy all day long until I go to sleep. This is the most wonderful feeling to have. So I highly recommend the starch solution. Read that book. And if you have a weight loss problem, like I did, then you can get the Maximum Weight Loss book Dr. McDougall has also. But I take it even further when I do my 30-day program. I actually take the maximum weight loss and go a little further.
Thank you, Linda. So. And will you share with us a tip about eating potatoes and how maybe one of the tips of you do of eating potatoes every day, like how do you eat them? Do you add nutritional yeast, anything like that?
Okay, I used to add nutritional yeast, but now I'm so busy these days that I decided, okay, I have to find out the fast way to do these potatoes. So I keep on as much skin as I can. I often use the like medium-sized little Yukon Golds, or I do sweet potatoes, or Hannah yams are my favorite. Those three are my top three. I found a really fast, easy way to make them. I used to put them in my Instant Pot, but now I just scrape off as much of the bad parts I can, wash them off, put them on a big dinner plate, put a dinner plate on top, put them in the microwave for 31 minutes, and wow, they come out perfectly. They're moist, and they're soft, and they're just yummy. And I carry those with me. This is a tip I give to all my clients, too. I carry those around with me during the day, so when I'm hungry, I just eat another potato. And it's a fantastic way to feel full and feel your stomach receptors, you know, stretch, because that's what we want. That's that good, pleasurable feeling when your stomach feels full. And not stuffed, but just full. And it feels so good. And then I have more energy because I just ate a potato, right? And it keeps me going all day long. That's a little secret I give to my clients.
Thank you. Thank you, Linda. And we're coming to a close in the interview for today, but I have two more questions. One is, what is the information that you can share with our listeners for those who'd like to learn more about you or be able to connect with you with Vegan Mentor?
Well, I think the easiest way is to go to my website, Vegan Mentor. And there is a contact page there, and you can just write to me, and you can tell me what your needs and goals are, and I can help you find what you need, because that's what I do. I love doing it. I have so many people who have had success with it. So that's the best place of all is Vegan Mentor.
Thank you. And then I'd like to ask one question with your animal advocacy, which I greatly appreciate, and that your visit, your recent visit to a dairy farm.
Oh, I go often to see what's going on. We're there to observe. I even talked to the one of the farmers there who feeds everybody, and he was thanking us when we left. And I said, please get a hold of me. I might be able to help you help your owner of this company change over to some other product line. But the hardest part for me that day was to see that they had taken, which they always do, they take the little baby girls, not only the boys, and separate them. They take the boys and line them up to be veal to a little white house that's very tiny. They're taken at birth from their mother. They cry for each other. And then they're tied up by themselves in this little cage, and they can't move. And then the girl babies, they're also taken from their mothers at birth and put in a little cage. They can walk 2 feet up and down. They have about 2 feet to walk forward and backward, and that's it. And it's just really heartbreaking. And it's a miserable life. And the mother cows are standing there in their own poop way above their ankles. And the smell was so intensely awful, I could barely breathe. And we were singing to them and trying to talk to them. And they were looking at us like they're just like big puppy dogs. Cows are like big puppy dogs. And so it is heartbreaking, but we feel we want to document these instances so people who haven't seen this up close, because you know they keep the whole dairy industry, what actually goes on, very, very hidden. When they're going off to the auction house to go to slaughter, they keep that all hidden. Then they keep the animals going into the chutes hidden because it is so horrendous. And there's a book I recommend to everybody to read called Every 12 Seconds, and it is a hard book to read. But I recommend it, and to watch the movie Cowspiracy, Earthlings, and Dominion. And you will probably never put another animal product in your mouth if you see those movies. They are so powerful.
We're listening to Linda Middlesworth, Vegan Mentor, based in Sacramento, California. You tune into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Miley Narrow, in Worcester, Massachusetts. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Linda, and we'll also be hearing about a court case happening in California, March 7th, 2023, where compassions
love and kindness
have been charged for activities involved in an open rescue.
Freedom, freedom, freedom. It's crying out for freedom, freedom, freedom.
This is Freedom, sung by the group DXE, Direct Action Everywhere.
Begging us for freedom, freedom, freedom. Don't you believe in freedom, freedom, freedom? She wants to be with her family. Feels joy just like you and I. So why do we deny her love and kindness? Why do we brutalize her? This must be madness. All she wants is freedom, freedom, freedom. Freedom, freedom, freedom. He's begging us for freedom, freedom, freedom. I know you believe in freedom, freedom, freedom. Animal deserves to be happy, to live in peace with their families. Why do we deny them love and kindness? Why do we brutalize them? This must be madness. All they want is freedom, freedom.
Welcome back from the break, and thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts. We're continuing our conversation with Linda Middlesworth, vegan mentor in Sacramento, California.
My purpose in life is to help educate people, not only about their own health, like I did. I would have been dead 35 years ago had I not found out. But I want people to know what's happening with the animals so we can stop hurting them. There's no reason to do all the horrible things we do to animals. I don't care whether it's rodeos or experimental labs. There's one in Davis, California. I used to go over there and document whatever I could find out there, which wasn't much because they started to block me away, bringing police in so I couldn't get close with my team. But, you know, they just try to keep it all behind closed doors and all hidden. That's why I like the book Every 12 Seconds. That was a beef farm. It's not nice. It's a slaughterhouse. And this one man went undercover. He's an engineer or something. And he went undercover and worked there. And he worked almost every part of it. And have him describe that to you is just heartbreaking. After you see these things, it's very hard not to have nightmares about it. I still have nightmares from my very first animal compassion tour that I did about 10 years ago. They want no one to know what's going on behind the closed doors. And sometimes they put these actual slaughterhouses behind a big, gorgeously designed buildings of big offices, and they'll put the slaughterhouse behind it. And you have no idea it's back there. And it's all going on there. But you look in the big, beautiful offices with the latest architecture and furniture, and you can't believe and wouldn't know that there's an actual slaughterhouse behind it. In California alone, we have like 200 million dairy farms. We're one of the biggest states for dairy farms. And it is absolutely disgusting how they can just keep proliferating this. I'm hoping all of you, if you want to help with anything like in that area too, I can help you organize. I can help you figure out what to do in your own community, in your own city, because we all need to work together on this. We all need to help the animals.
We're listening to Linda Middlesworth, vegan mentor in Sacramento, California.
I did get rid of my cancer. I got rid of my own cancer and my heart disease and my prediabetes and my over 50 pounds in a very short time.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you very much. And thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you.
Also, Linda, I'm grateful to see that you are a grassroots volunteer with DXE, Direct Action Everywhere. The remainder of this program will feature the court case that is starting March 7th, 2023, involving DXE. The co-founder of DXE, Wayne Shung, is also a lawyer who is the lawyer in this case.
I'm going to support them all the way.
Yeah, so. I'm happy to see that Wayne is the lawyer for Alicia and Alexandra.
Oh, yeah. I love him. I do. You know, when I did my animal compassion tour, which I had to end, he was my legal advisor because two of us got arrested in our van. They thought the other Linda was me, and they ended up arrested her and one other person. I forgot who the other one was. Anyway, and it was too bad because that other Linda was applying for a job at the time. So, you know, but she's a good friend today still. That's good. Anyway, I adore Wayne. They believe in peace. We do chant things, you know, about the truth. What do we want? Animal liberation. Why do we want it? You know, things like that. So a lot of people have no idea that there's anything wrong.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
I know. So, veganism is the golden rule. It's that simple.
I know. It's not even about food. It's about being kind. Gee, and doing no harm to anybody. I love the fact that Donald Watson coined the word the year I was born. Thank you.
Yes.
1944.
And I'm excited to hear about with Donald Watson in 1944 and that veganism meant in its totality, in its scope, what you're saying, it's a peace movement, movement of nonviolence for all beings.
To all beings. Down to insects. Don't hurt anybody. You know, it's kindness.
I'm proud to be going on trial facing a theft charge for rescuing sick, suffering birds from a slaughter truck. I spent 5 years starring on the television series Baywatch, playing a lifeguard who saved lives. And today, I save lives in real life as an animal cruelty investigator. My name is Alexandra Paul. I've been in over 100 movies and television shows, but the thing I'm most proud of is my work rescuing animals from factory farms and slaughterhouses. While hundreds of activists were gathering outside Farms Slaughterhouse in Livingston, California, and a dozen more had set up a blockade at the main entrance, myself and fellow activist Alicia Centurio ran up to the truck and pulled two chickens to safety, Ethan and Jax. Ethan was very sick, and sadly he didn't make it, but Jax was incredibly resilient. He's grown into a plucky, fun-loving guy who's always the first one to greet guests at the animal sanctuary where he now lives. Willing to go on trial and use this opportunity to elevate Ethan and Jax's stories to the world.
Alexandra and Alicia and Ethan and Jax, the two birds they saved, need all of us behind them.
You know, I guess the last thing I'll say is just always center yourself around love, no matter what challenges you face.
That was Wayne Shung from an edited shortened clip from his Facebook Live. In the clip prior was Alexandra Paul, also an edited shortened version. One can visit Right to Rescue for the full editions. And here's another clip of Alexandra Paul in regards to her open rescue of a heifer, days-old heifer, in the dairy industry from one of California farms. One can see this also on the DXE videos.
When I'm driving home after spending many, many nights in these places, I just feel overwhelmingly sad. To give milk, a cow is impregnated forcibly in the dairy industry every year so that she could give humans milk.
I'm going to go in the Well, we're going to go in rectally.
Day-old calves, hours-old calves, are being taken away from their mothers and put in these boxes for months without being able to move around without their mother.
We're listening to Alexandra Paul from a DXE video. Next up is Jane Velez Mitchell on Jane's new site, Jane Unchained.
When I look at this footage from the calf farms, it makes my heart hurt. Sometimes my stomach feels sick. But when I'm actually on the calf farms taking the footage, I can't feel any my emotions because I have a job to do, and that is to document what's going on and share it with the world.
Thank you, Alexandra Paul.
Jane, thank you.
For what you're doing and leading this crusade. We are here with 50 other members of Direct Action Everywhere and the media so that people can have an up-close and personal look at how these calves live after birth. That they are taken from their mothers and they are put in these crates, and what life is like for these calves who are taken from their mothers and put in these isolation crates. Why? Well, according to the activists, and it makes perfect sense, if humans are going to drink the mother's milk of another species, the breast milk of the cows, guess who can't have that breast milk? The baby calves. So the calves have to be taken away from the mothers, and they are kept in these crates.
This is her entire world, just a few steps in either direction, and she's just born. Imagine how small that feels when she's a few months old. Oh, she's liking that. Oh my gosh, she wants to get out. Oh, she's trying to escape. Oh sweet girl.
The ultimate side is the consumer side. They order the hit. People who drink milk, who eat burgers, dairy cows, you know, they don't die of old age. They end up being hamburgers. Food for thought from Fresno County, California. Jane Velez Mitchell for Jane Unchained with Direct Action Everywhere.
The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. Please join us again next week at the same time.
She feels joy just like you and I.
Vegan Nation. Much thanks to Linda Middlesworth for joining us for an interview. Much thanks also to the DXE singers with guitarist Daisy Diva. This is Mylena, Massachusetts, wishing you a safe and pleasant day.
She wants to get out. Oh, she's trying to escape. Oh, sweet girl. Oh, she really likes it.